Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Samaya, giving you a call back with customer service. How can we assist you?
I've got a bill on my credit card from you guys for 60 something. I forget what it's for, how much it's for, but it was for over $50. And it was for something that I had gotten the free shipping trial on it, and for some reason the trial went off pretty quick because now I'm getting charged. And I called my credit company and said that I don't want to pay this amount, and I don't want to continue with your service. So I have to find a way to unsubscribe.
Okay, your first and last name?
Pardon me?
Your first and last name?
Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Ribbick, H-R-I-B-I-C-K.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, Ms. Betty, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
8233 Elaine Circle, Liverpool, New York, 13090.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Now, I do see here that you have a pulse oximeter, which you got for free. All you had to do was, of course, play the shipping and handling. Now,
yes.
As a part of that free gift with the oximeter, the pulse oximeter, if not declined at the point of sale or canceled within the first 48 hours of the point of sale, you are automatically enrolled into the Top Consumers deals.com's top consumer deals.com's website, membership, where you do gain access to the website, as well as you're issued a $125 monthly voucher to do your online shopping with them, Miss Betty. In turn, it does have that monthly subscription of $54.97.
Okay, I'd like to stop it and cancel it right now.
Okay. Bear with me one moment. I'll go ahead and get the account canceled. Of course, once the account is canceled, you will not receive any more charges, nor would you have access to the app going forward. You will receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now confirming the cancellation of your account.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bear with me one moment. Let me get you canceled out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding with me. So I did go ahead and get the account canceled out completely. Now that the account is canceled, you will not receive any more charges, nor would you have access to the app or receive that voucher.
Okay, now I disputed that with my credit card company, so you may hear something from them. I have a dispute number if you need that.
Okay, now with doing the dispute with the credit card company, Ms. Betty, I definitely would advise that you contact them, drop in the dispute, and then we're able to issue the full refund back to the account. While there is a dispute on the account, we're not able to issue that refund back, but as soon as the dispute is dropped, and of course, the sooner the better, because if it's finalized and the bank finds that the charges are valid, then we wouldn't be able to turn around and reissue those refunds, because once that dispute is built onto the account, we're not able to do anything with the account. But if you'll contact your bank, drop in the dispute, and give us a call back with the bank on the line confirming that the dispute has been canceled, we'll be able to issue that full refund back to the account.
Okay, how do I call you back so I don't wait for 10 hours? I have the bank on the line.
You know what? We are experiencing a high call volume today. And unfortunately, we don't have any direct lines, of course, but if you could, you'll have to just give us a call back on this number. I'm sorry.
Okay, but I might not be able to have the bank with me if I have a confirmation that they've dropped a dispute. Will that be enough to take care of you? I mean, I might not be able to get them on the phone with me.
So we do have to have the confirmation from the bank. Or maybe once you speak with them, you can see if they're willing to give us a call. You know, of course, Miss Betty, it wouldn't matter if you call or the bank call, but both of you guys will have to be on the line confirming that the dispute is dropped.
Okay, so if I leave the dispute on it, you'll still, I've unsubscribed, right?
Yeah, so if you still leave the dispute on, you are unsubscribed. However, it does show here that you agree to the terms and conditions, in which the terms and conditions actually give you a chance to decline that offer. So that's the only thing about it. If you were to leave the dispute on the, you know, if you were to go through with the dispute with the bank, there's a greater possibility that they are going to hold you accountable for those charges.
Just that $50 charge, though, right?
Correct.
Okay. If I can't get anybody to call back, I'll just let it go the way it's going and, be, you know.
Right. And, again, just because it's, like, full today doesn't mean it'll always be, Miss Betty. So even if you decided not to call back today and you wanted to call, like, maybe the first thing in the morning, that will be fine as well, just as soon as your bank opens, of course.
Well, this is on my I forget which credit card now. I have to go look. I forget which one it was. But anyways, I've got the number and everything, the dispute number that I can deal with, so I can call you back. I'll figure out what to do.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
Miss Betty. Well, again, I just always, you know, recommend that you guys just drop the dispute, of course, because it allows the merchant a chance to actually issue that refund back to you instead of having to go through a dispute. And then they call, of course, asking for documentation in which the merchant will have to provide them with, proving or showing that these are valid charges on the account.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. But like I said, I can't guarantee what the bank's going to want to do.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, if I get this done, I will call you back myself. Even if it's not with them, at least you will have something to say to you that this dispute is canceled. So I'll see what I can do. I just don't think I can get them on the phone with me because they don't normally do that kind of thing. Most places don't. I just have to find it first, though. Okay, I will call back. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for your time. I'll try to get this all taken care of.
All righty. Well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today, Ms. Betty. And we do want to thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.